two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. I am so pleased to have Dr. Tamara Sheffield with me, Senior Medical Director of Preventive Medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. Trish Hatch is here, Coordinator of the CASA Program, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And Heather Barney is my guest, longtime Government and Communications Director, now businesswoman. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned this, Dr. Sheffield, last time when we were talking about advice that Governor Cox has been giving. He's traveled around the state to a school in each of the 29 counties, and he made his 29th stop last week. And I just have to bring this up because I thought this was so interesting. He was speaking to kids at Mountain Ridge High School, and he said, "I really have been shocked at how many kids are worried about the price of housing. Adults should be worried about the price of housing, not kids." That was one thing. And then he wanted to tell them, there's never been a better time to be alive than today. There are problems. We get it. There are problems. But we're not helpless. You know, we're not helpless. You're not helpless. You can do something. We can fix this together. There's no problem we can't fix. I felt myself personally inspired by those words, Dr. Sheffield. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I think, yes, I thought that was very good of him to start giving these kind of messages to our kids. Because, and I think he's responding somewhat to the reports that we've been getting recently out of the CDC, where they're talking about, you know, 3 out of 5 teen girls feeling persistently sad or hopeless last year. I mean, which is a 60% increase from 10 years previously. And one of those 3 girls is sad enough to feel suicidal. That is a tragedy that we have put this kind of heavy load onto our kids. And I think he's trying to create hope. If kids are worried about these social issues, why are they doing that? I think that's some of the things we need to be looking at is it because they're going through these personal concerns themselves, or are they hearing negative messaging? I'm concerned about the fact that if social media is all that is what they're seeing and spending their time with, if those messages coming out in that social media are so negative that, and there is a lack of hope, if they don't feel those connections, if they don't have individuals showing them how they can actually overcome some of these economic concerns that we have right now, I think in our divisiveness and trying to criticize other sides, keep tearing down what the good things are that we have, and we aren't saying, here's your opportunities. Here's what's good. Here are the good things people have done. Here's service they've done. I see very few stories of that in the media, and all the stories tend to be negative. And that, and on the social media, what they see is this division between other people's great lives and not themselves. That social divide or disparity actually causes more illness, higher death rate when you have societies where people see that there are haves and have-nots. And if that's what the kids are feeling, is that they're part of this have-not, they lose that that internal locus of control and feel that, you know, external forces control them. And then they become hopeless and they don't move forward. And so I think we've got to get rid of some of this disparity and get them back looking at the reality of what's happening day to day. And if they are having housing problems, we've got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Heather?
Well, I like the message that we can do hard things and to let the kids know they can do hard things, but it's going to take every generation. And I found a divide near the end of my career. And some, you know, the young people don't think that the older people know anything, and the older people think they know everything. And so I think it's going to take all of us, but I think we have to be an example also to others. You know, I find it interesting we talk about social media and kids and not wanting them to be on it, but you know, most of our politicians are on it all day long. You know, I'm on it all day long as an adult, you know. So I think, you know, Twitter is the main way to get the message out. So it's sort of like, how do we teach by example, and how do we work together? And our kids are facing challenges I don't think we could even see 5 years ago. I really don't think I could. And I feel for them. I think we had challenges too, and maybe our parents looked at my generation had thought the same thing, but boy, I think it's hard for them now, and particularly with self-image issues and feeling good about yourself and believing that you can do it, and just seeing, you know, all the wonderful things people post and think that they're the only ones that can do it. But we can do hard things, and it's going to take all of us. But our young people are our future. So let's help them succeed. Let's help them, you know, solve our problems and provide them with the tools that they need to be successful.
And develop resiliency. Yes, Trish.
Absolutely.
Oh, I just loved this. And I couldn't think of anyone better to take this message to our high school students than Governor Cox. He has always been such a champion of grassroots and bootstraps and getting your fingernails dirty and, you know, getting into it. And he is so positive. And I think what a brilliant move by him, both politically and socially. I think he's talking to the next group of voters, and he's, you know, building some connection with them. And then also he's creating a message that says, don't believe everything you read or everything you hear. And there is hope. We can work through this together. And he's not blind to the problems, even though he's seen as an older person. He's very much aware. And for the governor of the state to go speak to these kids and to give them hope and tell them that there is a way through this, and that they're all in it together, I think was just a remarkable move by him, because I do see the depression with my grandchildren, especially my girls and my nieces. Social media really has, and I think just general media in the stories they tell, what do we see in the newspaper almost daily is the price of housing. So, you know, that's being talked about at the table. You know, families who are growing need to move up and they can't afford to, or maybe they have kids that are married and moving out and they can't afford a home. So the younger kids are hearing this, they're absorbing it, and they're just relaying what they're hearing around the dinner table. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it was a great, great trip that the governor did to visit these high school students. I think it does give hope.
It made me rethink the way I talk about money at the dinner table, because I mean, I even when we're, you know, calling it close, we're nothing like what my parents went through growing up. I mean, that was real potential hunger. Mine is just, you can't have takeout. I mean, I need to help them get it in perspective that we're all okay. The time is gone, ladies. It just flies by when you're here. Please, please, each of you come back and see me again.
I will. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week right here on A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.